Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth. Romans 6 and 1 through about 5. Let me read that. I'm not even praying tonight. As normal, I take a text, pray. We do the thing. I've prayed all afternoon. Prayed in the prayer room, prayed a moment ago. I'm prayed up. Prayed up, ready to go. What shall we say then? Now, I could have read the chapter previous to this. It all ties together. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? This word says, God forbid. That means no. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? That's a question. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? That's what we're simulating here tonight. We can't take you out here in the backyard and bury you, cover you up with dirt and kill you. But we're looking for the old man to die. And praise God, the new man's going to walk up, wake up, come out of this watery grave and walk in the newness of life. So this is the identification. We see them identified. Then verse 4 says, then we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of God, or the glory of the Father, even so, we also should walk in the newness of life. For if we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, again, that's what we're simulating. We shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. That's what I'm looking for, Jimmy. That's what I expect. That's what I'll experience. The likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth we should not serve sin. This is strong language right here. I want to jump down to verse number 14. Force right here. You want to tag a false convert? God's the judge, and I'm not talking about baby Christians. God knows there's enough of them. Have to be petted, pampered, burped, diaper changed, pacified, give them milk on a regular basis when they ought to have been eating meat 5-10 years ago. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For ye are not under the law, but under grace. Thank God for that. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law but under grace? Here's the word again. God forbid. That means no. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey. Here's the two groups of people. Whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. This word servant here in the Greek means this, a slave. It means slave literally and figuratively. So I'm either a slave to Christ or I'm a slave to sin. Now the slave, if you're a slave to something, that means you have a master. So the question is, these people that say they love Jesus never darken a church house door, live in the ways of the world, never, never concerned about the things of God, the people of God, the ways of God, the word of God, no concern about those things at all, and all they live for is the world. Friend, you can't sell me that sack of taters. Don't believe it for a minute. You know what the old saints used to say up here on the hill, on the mountain? They'd say they made the change. They made the change. Now, they made the change. They couldn't make themselves change, but they yielded in obedience to Christ, and he changed them. You can't change yourself. A leopard can't change his spots. You can't add a cubit to your stature. Listen, you can't do nothing but die and go to hell until Jesus comes on board, and then everything changes. Now, what about all that, preacher? Well, I think that's pretty plain. Here's what he said in 17, but God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but you've obeyed. Where? From the heart, that form of doctrine which was delivered unto you. We do that here every service. The doctrine, the teaching, the training of the word. Preaching, my old Bible teacher told me, was preaching is the proclamation of the word of God to meet the needs of the people. And people's primary need is salvation. After salvation, there needs to be sanctification. You need to begin to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord. We desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. You begin to grow on that, and then, hey, and milk won't always get her done. You got to have a little meat to get to growing up some. Hey, you just stay there, stunt your growth. God did not intend for us to get saved, sit on the bench every Sunday, and never grow. Well, I'm all confused about it, preacher. We'll just turn over to Galatians chapter. Let me turn over here to Galatians. I went way too far, got excited. Let's go to Galatians chapter number 5. We're going to have a baptizing in a minute. But I don't want anybody coming up here to baptize tonight to think that they're the servant, the slave of sin, and they ought to be baptized, and this water's going to wash them clean. All the water's going to do is simulate a grave. That's what it's going to do. And you're saying, I put on Christ. Now, I don't want you to sit here tonight and think, well, Mike McCoy's preaching, we live in human perfection. I'm the worst train wreck in the room. I need more prayer than anybody else. I'm so imperfect, I embarrass myself. But I'm trusting in one, bless God, that's never failed. Never fallen down, praise God. The one that gets up every day, he doesn't go to sleep. The one that's watching me every moment. And when I fall, praise God, I have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. For the flesh, verse 17, for the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. What does that say to you? It says I'm in a constant battle. What did he save? What did he save? Save my soul. What did he leave me in? The flesh. What is this thing? It's like Adam, troubled. I'll tell Cal Ray's story. He was preaching in a meeting, and this guy said, "Mr. Brother Evans, have you been saved, sanctified, and saved past sin?" Cal said, "No." He said, "Huh." Cal said that he thought he had been. The fellow had asked him the question. Went in, they preached. One preached, the other preached. The meeting was over. They walked outside. The preacher was driving a brand new Cadillac. Opened his door, some sainted old woman in the parking lot backed up, folded the door of that Cadillac against the front fender. Cal Ray said he weren't as sanctified as he thought he was. It lusteth, it warreth, lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. These are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Yes, But if ye be led of the Spirit, ye are not under the law. Why would that? Why is that necessary? How can that be effective? Because, listen, my sheep hear my voice. He lets us know when we get off the path. If you're a born-again Christian, you get off the path. Listen, you can't tell me conviction doesn't come down your row and God go to beating on you saying, where are you? Young, he don't wait. Now the works of the flesh are manifest. That means made abundantly clear. Which are these? So I have a real problem with people that's flying the Jesus flag and living in this lifestyle. And it's not me. I'm just going to read it off the page. This is what the apostle Paul said. That the works of the flesh are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, and you can put every sexual form that you want to in that bag right there. It means without restraint or control. I'm just going to go on record and say, if you don't know if you're a girl or a boy, you got trouble with God. God help you. You want to ask? Hey, look here. You just need to live on the farm for a little while. That'd straighten everybody out. Lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. And the Lord knows there's plenty of them out there today. Envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and such like, of the which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I know shall not means it ain't happening. Now, do people slip and get into this mess? They fall. They fall prey to the temptation of the devil, and you're no match for him, by the way. But I'm saying, if that right there doesn't bother anyone, they look me in the eye and say, you Christians have too many rules and you're the problem, I'd say, friend, you're not going to the same heaven I'm going to. The world's full of false converts. I believe the church is full of them. A.W. Tozer, an old brilliant man of yesteryear, I'm telling you, A.W. was brilliant. Some of his stuff, I had to read it twice. First time, it's a little too deep. I can't even comprehend. I read it the second time and it helps clear the water a little bit. But he's super sharp. A.W. Tozer said in the early 60s, I think it was, he died in the early 60s, so maybe it was the late 50s. He said, I'm convinced that 75% of my congregation is unsaved. I thought, if it's a good thing he's dead, he'd have a heart attack and die. He's seen this church world of today. So you talking to me, preacher? I am, if you're living in that right there. I'm talking to you. Say, I don't like it. You know what? When I was guilty, I didn't like it either. And I've had to repent over a whole bunch of things since I got right with God. And if you haven't, then friend, you should, if you're going to be right with God. And he striped the time out of me. Amen. I'm glad it didn't stop right there. Here's what he said, but the fruit of the Spirit. I'm about to baptize some right here. Is love, joy, and peace. Can I ask you tonight, is that what rules in your life, in your home? In your workplace, can you say, I've got love, joy, and peace? Now listen, you don't always have peace. Jesus said he gave us his peace. In the world, we're going to have tribulation. It's an inward peace, Jimmy. And there'll be trials, tribulations, there'll be troubles, you'll be persecuted. There are going to be things that's hard. But at the end of the day, when I go back in that prayer room and I go to my Father's throne and I kneel down and I begin to talk to Him, I'm telling you, there's love, joy, and peace that passeth understanding that floods my soul. That's the fruit of the Holy Ghost. You never experienced that. You don't have the same Jesus I got. If you have not the Spirit of Christ, you are a plus class. And then look at this. Long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. Meekness and temperance. I'm working on that last one real hard. That's self-control. Against such there is no law. Here's what I'm saying, friends. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. For many shall say in that day, have we not done many marvelous works in thy name, cast out devils in thy names? Huh? We've prophesied in thy name. He's going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. I didn't know you. I don't want anybody coming to be baptized tonight to come unless they're absolutely 100% sure. Ain't a doubt in your mind that if you drop dead right now, heaven's going to be your home. And say, you cannot know it. Oh, yes, you can. According to the Scripture. According to the Scripture, I'll take the word for it. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that, hey, you may know. Amen. Believe on the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Yeah. I don't know much. I don't know if I'm getting home tonight, but I know I'm going to heaven when I leave this world. I don't know how many more years I've got. I don't know if my health will hold up. I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't know. But I know the life, praise God, the life giver. I know the resurrection. He's my friend. I talk to Him on a regular basis. He's my mediator. Praise God, He's my go-to. He's my helper. He's my nourisher. He keeps me during the day and watches over me at night because He never slumbers or sleeps. Who are you talking about? I'm talking about the Christ, Jesus the Lord. What you got good enough to die with? That's the question. I wouldn't trade what I got for anybody in this room. I got great confidence in some people in this room, but I don't know what they got. But I know what I got. And it's this simple. A long time ago, He gave it to a little boy. And even though he walked away from God and done wrong things and turned his back, he just kept a yelling at me. Where you at? Where you at? Long suffering. And as I preached this morning, one day I began to listen. Praise God, it's good to listen. And everything's been better since I listened. It's just better, Jimmy. I'm afraid I've got blood on my hands from some that would have seen me and said he's a false convert. No, I was a backslid Christian. Said, you can't be that. Well, that's how it happens. You can't be backslid if you wasn't a Christian. The lost ain't backslid. Some people said, you believe in backsliding, your church believe in that? I said, hey, some of them practice it. And God kept wooing, calling me. And God's no respecter of person. What does that mean, preacher? That means that one day I heard Him and I paid attention and I listened. Everything's been better. I wonder where you're at. Verena, come to the piano for me. I don't know your heart tonight. I know this. I preached this morning, and more than I thought was going to be baptized tonight decided they needed it. That's how the Spirit of God works. That's how He works. He'll just sneak up on you. Yeah, He'll come where you are. The old song, He came to me. Jesus told His disciples, said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Yeah. That's wonderful. We're going to stand to our feet. I'm going to give an opportunity for anybody that needs to pray. Now I believe my candidates are saved or I wouldn't be baptizing them tonight. But I've cleared my heart what I felt like God had me deliver here this evening. Makes me white as snow. And no other fount I know. Praise God. That'll suffice, Verena. Thank you. Thank you. Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.